Hi, this is Jo, and this is a bonus episode of Mama's Talk, the podcast. So just the usual caveat to start off with, that I will probably be talking about maternal mental health or mental health in general, and that might trigger some difficult feelings for you. If that does happen, then just don't hesitate to seek any support from a healthcare professional. And also, there are some great resources signposted to in either the show notes or on my social media. Enjoy the episode. Another little mini episode of the podcast. Had a little break last week because it was half term. But having another little walk and talk with Connor. I've got my wellies on. It's a really gorgeous day. And also, hopefully, you can hear me a little bit better and there's a little bit less interference. We'll see. Got a new microphone, splashed out, spent a whole 15 quid on the new one from Amazon. So let's see how that works this week. Thanks again for everyone that's been listening. It's really lovely to hear everyone's feedback and to hear that, I don't know, sometimes we're all sort of thinking the same thing sometimes. It's just interesting. So this episode, I wanted to talk a little bit about judgment and comparison. Maybe comparison is a better phrase for it. Judgment and comparison. We can be really judgmental of ourselves and think that we're being, or think that other people are being judgmental about us. And the perception of what other people think of us and what other mums or what other parents might think of us is a really difficult one. So what got me thinking about this was, I think it was just before half term, I'd shared on the Instagram stories for Mamas Matter a couple of things about half term, and there's a really good Instagrammer and author, psychologist as well, called Susie Redding, who, if you don't follow her, I really recommend following her, because she's just talks a lot of sense. It's very reassuring, it's very pragmatic, a bit sweary, very down to earth, and just reminds us all about self-compassion and how we need to be really compassionate towards ourselves. And I'd shared a few of her things, one of which said something around letting go of guilt for having a day at home, or just PJ days, or just days pottering at home during the school holidays, or even, you know, like when you're on mat leave, you don't have to have kids in school, obviously. And you know, sometimes the children need to rest as well. And it was just a really lovely, friendly reminder that we don't need to pack our days full of activities for the children or for our babes. Actually, sometimes they really enjoy being at home. And I had a couple of responses, a few people respond from the stories that I share, saying, I just can't see how I can have a day at home with the children. It just doesn't feel doable for me. I started to worry that, oh gosh, you know, maybe I'm not being inclusive enough in terms of like considering everyone else's, you know, maybe just being at home isn't an option for people, and taking it easy and taking it slower, and some people's children just won't tolerate that. It got me thinking about things that we see on social media and things that we hear other parents say, or like, you know, just I guess the unsolicited advice that like is sometimes thrown at us, and that perhaps I can be guilty of as well. And it got me thinking about how just this whole notion that actually we know our families best, we know what works for our families best. So almost like, you do you, I'll do me, it'll look different, but that's okay. So you absolutely, as a parent, know what works best for you and your family. And how that can be really difficult to sit comfortably with sometimes when we are fed other people's ideas of what works well for them. And just because something works well for someone else, it absolutely does not mean that it's going to work for you. The wonderful thing about being human is the rich diversity that we have between one another. And so of course what works well for one family isn't going to work well for another. But sometimes it can take, it's definitely taken me a lot of time to feel okay with not doing exactly the same as perhaps friends or loved ones do, and finding my own path and what works for us and our family. Because I think we naturally want to do things the same as as other people, because it feels reassuring. And if our family life or our weekends or our typical day looks different from someone else's, it can naturally make us start to question. Just because something doesn't look the same as someone else's, there's loads and loads and loads of content out there in terms of social media and podcasts and books, and I don't know, just when talking to friends, that, you know, trying to empower us all to walk our own paths. And you know, this whole notion of you do you, but I don't think it always acknowledges like the strength that it can take as well, to do something that is individual, and to make your own choices and your own boundaries that are relevant and right for you. If you manage to do that well, then, and feel empowered easily to follow your own path and stand firm in your own choices, then that is absolutely amazing. But I just think it really needs a little bit of acknowledgement that it's not easy for everybody. It's definitely taken me an awful lot of time to get okay and get comfortable with the idea that what a lovely break for us looks like will be completely different to someone else. And of course that's okay. And when you look at it objectively, then absolutely, of course it's okay. No one's going to be doing the same thing. Like I say, we're all different. So just thought it was quite interesting, really. One person in particular mentioned that after I shared this post about us embracing PJ days, or just slow days at home during the holidays, one person mentioned that, I'd love to be able to do this, but my kids just won't tolerate it. And I think that can be really hard, because you might want a really slow day, but like the rest of your family and your children, you know, it's not what's necessarily best for your family. But each time that I had postnatal depression, I used to be almost scared to stay in the house all day. And I'm not saying that's always the reason why people don't like quiet days at home. That's absolutely not the case. But it just made me remember that, oh yeah, what I really relish might be someone else's like worst nightmare. We innately are animals. As humans, we're animals who like to be part of a tribe. Our brains feel safe when we're part of a tribe. So we innately compare and notice differences really astutely. Our brains are really tuned in to noticing differences and how different people who might perceive to be in our tribe, if they're doing something different. So it's really important, and it's really understandable that our brains have attuned to that. It's just unfortunately our brains haven't quite evolved to filter out the noise of the gigantic tribe that we can sometimes see ourselves in when we tune into social media. It was all well and good wanting to compare, and our brains having an innate ability to compare when we were in tribes of 20 or so people, or even used to live in small villages. Whereas now we've got this little computer in our pockets, our phones, And that can allow us to compare ourselves with every other person in the world, every other mother in the world, just at the tap of our fingertips. And that sort of comparison and that sort of readily available comparison can be really, really problematic for us. I'm sure one day human brains will evolve to filter out the noise of social media. Let's hope they do. Or maybe social media will go away. I don't know. But for the time being, it's just another thing that we need to be aware about and know that why it can raise interesting or difficult feelings when we do start to look at other people's way of doing things, other people's routines in their families or their recommendations and things like that. It's really important to be able to stand firm in our own decisions and to have the courage and bravery to be able to do that, to stand firm in our own decisions and go, okay, that you do that. It's not for this, but this works for me, and that's okay. And this little phrase, and that's okay, is something that I use an awful lot and find incredibly helpful. It helps me feel a little bit less inclined to change my own ways just to simply fit in with this imagined tribe that I have, and hopefully helps me focus on my own tiny tribe of the noisy boys at home and our close loved ones and family. So I think that might be enough rambling for today. Does feel a little bit like it was quite rambly, but also hope it's helpful for you as well. As always, please let me know what you think on the topic. I think on judgment from others, or perceived judgment from others as well, and how that makes us feel, but I feel like that's probably a different topic. For now, just focusing on feeling empowered and brave enough to be standing firm in our own parenting choices, whatever they may be, and know that that's okay. All right, I think that's enough for me. Bye for now, everyone. There you go, bonus episode done. I hope you enjoyed and found it useful. Hope that the sound quality wasn't too bad. When I'm out and about and recording a bonus episode, it's not the best, but hopefully it's tolerable, and you found what I was chatting about interesting and useful. And I hope to talk to you again soon. Oh, as always, if at all possible, could you please rate, review and subscribe on the podcast app or platform that you are listening on. That's super helpful for getting the podcast listened to by more people. And yeah, that's everything. Bye for now.